Back by popular demand, we have famous singer Tom Rush. His full name is Thomas Walker Rush. And I had the pleasure of seeing him in concert at the Lyric Auditorium in Stuart, Florida, a few months ago. And now we have him back. We taped him about 1 year ago, just about this time a year ago, and I got a lot of calls and comments from New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Toronto. And we're happy to have with us Tom Rush once again, world famous American folk and blues singer, guitarist, and songwriter. And his success helped launch the careers of other singer-songwriters in the 60s. And he has continued his career for over 65 years. Tom Rush was born in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the adopted son of a teacher at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. He began performing in 61 while studying at Harvard. After graduating from the Groton School, he majored in English literature. His early recordings include Southern and Appalachian folk and old country songs, Woody Guthrie ballads, and acoustic guitar blues such as Jesse Fuller's San Francisco Bay Blues, which appeared on his first two LPs. And he's a very humble man. I talked to him when he came out in the lobby. He's a very down-to-earth, funny guy. And he tells a lot of stories in his shows, and they're a lot of fun, too. So let's talk about your most recent hit. What was that all about? Tom Rush.
Oh, I've got all kinds of, I don't know, the stage show keeps evolving over time. I've got a new song that I didn't write, which we'll do. I'll do for you in a little bit. But actually, the project you mentioned that I started in what did you say, 65
years ago.
Well, actually, I've pushed the needle back.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided that my career started when I first got paid to make music.
Okay.
And that would have been in the summer of 59, street singing in Paris, which makes this my 67th annual farewell tour.
Unbelievable. Why do you call it farewell? You're a young man. You're going to be doing this for 20 more years.
At some point, I'm going to have to do a This Time I Really Mean It farewell tour. But meanwhile, I'm stacking up T-shirts for every farewell tour.
Okay. Now, your career, you're talking about 67 years. I've been listening to you for 50 years. When I was in high school, I was listening to you with the Circle Game. And I've enjoyed your career tremendously. What sticks out is the highlight of 67 years of performing? What was the best part of your career, Tom Rush?
Well, I think actually there's a theme that I'm just starting to appreciate myself, which is that over the years I've had a role in helping youngsters, newcomers, get public attention, and it started out actually at the Club 47 in Cambridge when I was at Harvard. Club 47 was this little coffee house that was one block from my dorm and was therefore irresistible. And they hosted the youngsters, myself included, but they also brought in the legends. And the legends and the youngsters would hang out and share songs, and there was a lot of crosstalk between the generations, which was great. And then I later, you know, Joni Mitchell, when she was just starting out, came and did a guest set in a club I was playing in, and I loved her, and she sent me a tape with some great songs, including the Circle Game. And I was the first to record Joni's songs. And also, I was almost the first to record Jackson Browne's songs. There was somebody in New York who had a recording of These Days before I did, but, and then James Taylor credits me with his whole career. Garth Brooks, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't consider him a youngster, but he credits me as one of his early influences. Anyway, lately I've been doing this online video series called Rockport Sundays, where I have guests on. And the episodes are about 15 minutes long, and they're posted on Sunday, but they stay up for 8 weeks. And it's me and a guest, and we chat a little bit, and they do a song, and I do a song. A lot of the guests, some of them have been my contemporaries, Jonathan Edwards and Tom Paxson and so forth. But most of them are these youngsters, many of whom I've never heard of, but boy, are they good. And it's a subscription series, folks. Go to tomrush.com and check out Rockport Sundays, plural. It's a lot of fun. And there's actually another project in the works. I'm not sure. Maybe it's too soon to talk about it. But there's mutterings about a PBS video series called Club 47, because I own the name now. And it will be me trying to solicit people like James Taylor, Garth Brooks, and ask them, do you have a youngster that you're excited about? Would you like to bring them on TV and introduce them to the world? We'll see if that comes to pass. It's just, so far, it's just what I think is a really good idea. But if it happens, it'll be great.
Now, how can people participate in your career and get your songs and play them? What's the best path for that, Tom Rush?
The best path is go to tomrush.com. There's a store there where all the CDs are available. More and more people are telling me, I don't have a CD player.
Well, most cars have them.
Well, old cars do.
Yeah.
If they say, yeah, oh, I have one in the car, I know it's an old car because they don't put them in cars anymore. And the other interesting thing is that the youngsters now are buying LPs to hang on the wall. Not to play. I had two young women in early 20s come to a show not that long ago, a month or so ago. And they were all excited because they'd bought one of my LPs at a used record store to hang on the wall. And they thought, well, maybe before we hang it on the wall, we should listen to it.
That's a good idea.
They loved it so much. They came to the show and they loved the show so much and blah, blah.
So it's off the wall now.
Yeah, so now I'm on the wall. Oh, well. Anyway, there's CDs and LPs there. Okay. I don't think I have any 8-track tapes anymore.
All right.
Oh, well. But also, there's a link to signing up for Rockport Sundays. And I send out a newsletter on an occasional basis. And people seem to love it a lot. I keep it entertaining. I list the upcoming shows. But other than that, it's me just trying to have some fun.
How about we hear No Regrets? I think you have said when you were at the Lyric Theater that this paid to put your kids through college. No Regrets. It was a big hit. And I guess it got even bigger when the Walker Brothers did it.
Yeah, the Walker Brothers are the ones who, a band in England, put my kids through college. They had this huge hit with it. But on this side of the ocean, Emmylou Harris, and I think that's where Waylon Jennings got it from, Emmylou, and Olivia Newton-John, and on, Harry Belafonte did it. And over on the other side, there were all kinds of covers that came off of the Walker Brothers hit, including this band from Ireland, something called U-something, U2 maybe?
Yeah, U2.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've heard of them.
Yeah.
They covered it, and we'll see what.
So this was the biggest hit of your career, was No Regrets?
It's the one that was covered by the most other artists, for sure.
Okay. And again, people can go to tomrush.com and look up Rockport Sundays and purchase this.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's hear it. Tom Rush, world famous singer. Go ahead.
I know your leaving's too long overdue. For far too long, I've had nothing to to show to you. With my dry eyes, I watched your plane fade off west of the bone. And it felt so strange to walk away alone. No regrets, no tears, goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. The hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share, I now keep alone. I woke last night and spoke to you, not thinking you were gone. And it felt so strange to lie awake alone. It's no regrets, no tears, goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again. Our friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces in your place can't keep the ghosts away. Just beyond the darkest hour, just behind the dawn, still feels so strange to lead my life alone. There's no regrets, no tears, goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye again.
Beautiful. I wish we had 1,000 people here. I remember that Tom Rush, our guest, got a standing ovation in Stuart, Florida when I saw his concert. Again, you can purchase his wonderful works by going to tomrush.com, and the information should be there, along with information on Rockport Sundays. We're learning a great deal about this career of 67 years. Tom Rush, our guest, who I've been listening to him for over 50 years. So if you have any comments or thoughts, if you're listening in Toronto or Buffalo or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, The Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners, as we have received at this station, letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Here's a little plug. Share your heritage, your Polish heritage, with your children and grandchildren. Give them a digital subscription to the AMPO Legal. Each week, they will receive an email by a digital of the Polish American Weekly newspaper. The newspaper contains news, features, recipes, and a cultural grab bag from Polonia's only weekly publication. A new digital subscription to the AMPO Legal is $15 for 52 issues. Order online at ampolegal.com and click subscribe at the top of the page or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 and share your heritage with the next generation of Polish Americans. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests. We've had three authors, David Maruli, Larry Lehmer, and Charles Todd. And coming up, we're going to have another singer from upstate New York, Cammie Clune, and Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, who is Ambassador to the European Union and Belgium. A little bit more information about Tom Rush. He regularly performed at the Club 47 Coffee House, now called Club Passam, in Cambridge, the Unicorn in Boston, Main Point in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. In the 70s, he lived in Deering, New Hampshire. And in 2023, he moved to North Shore region of Massachusetts, not far from his New Hampshire birthplace. Really a great talent. It's an honor. We had him on a year ago, and we have him back by popular demand. So let's talk a little bit about your exciting 67 years. what different marks in your career are special to your heart and your mind?
Oh, let me see. There's been a whole lot of them. I actually quit showbiz back when I moved to Deering, New Hampshire. I'd been living in New York City, and it was just the workload was getting outrageous. There was a section where I had a band. I had, I think, five people on stage, plus a road manager and a sound person on the road with me. And my booking agent booked us on consecutive nights in Boston, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., in that order. And I came away from that realizing that in a week like that, the first night out, I'm working for the booking agent. Second night out, I'm working for the manager. Third night out, I'm working for the band. Fourth night out, I'm working for the airlines. Fifth night out, I'm working for the hotels. And if there is a sixth night, I might get to keep a couple of dollars.
Yeah, it sounds like you're broke.
And I was, I made a lot of money, but I spent every penny and then some. And I quit showbiz. I said, I'm all my friends in New York wanted to go to Los Angeles where the action was, and I was so tired I wanted to go where the action wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I bought a farm in New Hampshire. I ended up with about 600 acres of forest and fields. And I pulled up the driveway and turned off the phone and quit showbiz. It lasted for about 9 months. I just loved to play for people, so I gradually got back into it, working with just two other players. And nowadays I work with one accompanist, maybe solo. I do a good many solo shows, which I enjoy also. The accompanists, again, I'm helping youngsters get a leg up. There's a my accompanist for the past 10 years has been a guy named Matt Nakoa most of the time, a guy named Seth Gleer the rest of the time. And Matt has basically gone on to not fame and fortune yet, but he's certainly on his way to that. He's writing music for a Broadway play, and he's got a band that's getting very popular. And I'd like to credit myself with having gotten him in front of a bigger audience. Seth Gleer, on the other hand, is another monstrously talented musician, but he's having a baby soon. So he's off the road for a while. And I've come up with this youngster, Brendan Cleary. Go to TomRush.com. I think there's a link to Brendan Cleary there. But he's a wonderfully talented singer, songwriter, guitar player who's stuck playing in bars in Boston, which is where a lot of these really, really talented youngsters are stuck. It's so hard to get going now. Back when I started, if you didn't have a record deal, you didn't exist. But if you had a record deal, the record company would get you on the radio, get you on TV, support your tours, and basically give you a major leg up That doesn't work anymore. Record companies, if you get a record deal, you basically have sold your soul for money to somebody who doesn't really care about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, making a living on the internet, you know, 20,000 plays on Spotify earn you something like 20 cents. So it's hard to make a living anywhere but on stage. But then it's hard to, there's layers, and there's the, you know, playing in bars is where you start out and where you very often get stuck playing for people who want to drink and ask you to turn it down. We weren't trying to have a conversation. And you're doing mainly cover tunes because that's what the bar audience wants to hear. You might sneak in one of your own once in a while. Anyway, Brendan Cleary was playing in bars in Boston, and I'm trying to get him on the concert stage. And so he'll be backing me up on most of the upcoming shows and doing a few songs on his own, as did Matt Nicoa and Seth Glear. Instead of having them as an opening act, I think it gives them more credibility if they're part of my show. And then they get better known, and then they graduate, and I've got to find another youngster. But that's the way it works.
Well, you've helped a lot of great songwriters with their careers, and you were wonderful with Matt Nicoa and Stewart. We don't get to Southern Florida. We hit Northern Florida with the Bet AM 1520. But let's play another famous song of yours, These Days. I enjoyed it. It's a very mellow, good tune, and I've heard it hundreds of times. Our guest is Tom Rush. Again, if you want to get his albums or CDs, go to TomRush.com. And could we hear These Days from the legendary Tom Rush?
These Days isn't actually my song. It's Jackson Browne's song. He wrote it when he was 16. I hate
it.
Wow,
amazing. It's a beautiful tune.
I've been out walking, but don't do that much talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things I forgot to do. And all of the time I had the chance to, I had a lover. I don't think I'll risk another one of these days. These days. If I seem to feel afraid to lead the life that I have made in song, well, it's just 'cause I've been losing so long. I quit my scheming. Well, I don't do all that dreaming these days. These days. These days I sit on cornerstones and I count the time in quarter tones to ten. Don't confront me with my failures. I have not forgotten them. Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful. I wish that we could have 1,000 people applauding Tom Rush. Again, he just performed exclusively for the Bet AM 1520 These Days. And before that, he sang No Regrets, his big hit. And we wish him well with his career. And what's your next step with your brilliant career, Tom Rush?
Well, you mentioned Ontario, and I've got a couple of shows in Ontario coming up. Go to TomRush.com again, folks, and click on shows, and there'll be the whole upcoming. I don't do tours anymore. I do tourlets, mini tours, maybe four shows in a row. But two of them are going to be up in Ontario, Toronto, and I can't think of the name of the other town. But I'm coming to Canada.
Well, we blanket Toronto, and you had that big opportunity to sing with Gordon Lightfoot at Massey Hall.
I did. That was such a treat. Gordon invited me to come up. He had three nights sold out at Massey Hall, which is 3,500 seats. And they'd been closed for a couple of years for $20 jillion renovation. And Gord was the last to play there before they shut down. And they wanted him to be the first to open. And he had three nights sold out a year in advance and broke his wrist.
Well, I'm sorry we have to come to a close, but we'll have to next time we get Tom Rush on. We're going to have to talk about him performing with another famous star, Gordon Lightfoot. Special thanks to John Lappin for arranging this program, and Kevin Carr, director of production the last 20 years. We've learned so much about the brilliant career of Tom Rush. Again, you want to get a album or CD, go to TomRush.com. Thank you for enlightening us and performing for the Rush Report on the Bet AM 1520. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
Okay, I'll send